To work, pay my bills, bury your- legal disaster.
A scabbing.
No.
There is a scabbing in Sonoma County in 2025. That makes me so happy to hear. Third Wave was a huge introduction to punk for me in the late 90s.
You love to see it. Yeah. That was Legal Disaster with the song Get Down from the Golden Hills EP that came out in 2022 on No Time Records from Orange County, California. And Legal Disaster are from Petaluma, California. Okay, and before that, another famous-ish Sonoma County band, that was Tsunami Bomb with the song Russian Roulette from The Ultimate Escape that came out in 2002 on Kung Fu Records from Seal Beach, Orange County, California. And Tsunami Bomb are from Petaluma, California. So, they were a big deal, right? I remember hearing about them in Oakland.
Oh, if y'all knew about them in the East Bay, then yeah, I'd say so. But, funny, I remember being on the bus going downtown to school, and someone had a Tsunami Bomb patch on their backpack. And I was like, wait, Petaluma Tsunami Bomb? Do, like, regular people know who they are? Friggin' bus people know who they are?
Well, damn, if bus people know who they are, then you know you've made it, right? Okay, and then before that, I was wondering if you knew them. They're a band from the 90s. That was the band Diesel Boy?
I think I remember that name.
Yeah. Diesel Boy with the song Lost Decade from the Gets Old LP that came out 2 years ago in 2023 on Sabam Records from Linz, Austria. And Diesel Boy are from Santa Rosa, California.
I think I remember hearing their name, but I think I was just hearing that they had broken up.
Okay.
Yeah, if it was 01, then it was right around the time that I was discovering punk. So, I miss them. I love this record, though. They're totally bringing that 90s melodic punk sound.
And speaking of 90s melodic punk...
The Champions. The Godfathers.
We started that off, of course. Yeah. That was the legendary Rancid with the legendary song Maxwell Murder featuring the legendary bass solo by Matt Freeman from the legendary And Out Come the Wolves LP that came out in 1995. On the legendary Epitaph Records from Hollywood, California. Yeah. And Rancid are, of course, from the legendary Berkeley, California punk scene. And they were huge in the North Bay, right?
I think every bass player in Santa Rosa is hero. I mean, if you can play Matt Freeman bass lines, then you can literally play anything.
I
could actually play the Maxwell Murder bass solo at one point.
Oh, shit. Wait, could?
I mean, it took me like a year to learn it. All 20-whatever seconds of it, so I don't know if I could bust it up today.
Okay, well, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay. And this is honestly a lot of fun. Thank you for this. Seriously, this is so special.
I've been wanting to do something like this for a while, and it seemed like the perfect opportunity.
I'm, like, seriously excited to see what else you've brought.
We got a couple bands that I think you might actually know coming up. Modern bands.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think I knew any.
They're, like, our age, so I was wondering if you knew them. Okay, so up next is a band from Rosa. Do you know Decent Criminal?
Do I? I feel like I know that name.
You recognize this?
Maybe.
Well, okay, let's put it on. Maybe you do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is Decent Criminal from Santa Rosa, California with the song Soar.
We'll be right back. myself inside this time. Because I lost my way again. But I can stare outside and look right through the walls. Because the glass was always thin. I think I'll put myself on standby. Because I'd rather sleep in bed. God damn it, I'm drunk again. It hasn't been very long since the last time. Need better resolve or an alibi. I checked your location again. Self-esteem at an all-time low. I wonder if you still love me. If you saw me like this.
Song The Other Shoe, in parentheses, God Damn It, from their self-titled EP that came out in August of last year. And Bad Thoughts are from Santa Rosa.
Yeah, I might have played with them once with Pastel, like 2018 maybe. It was at Hez and Chloe's garage shed thing. at their house near the fairgrounds. Mm. I don't know, maybe one of their bands. Maybe it was Bad Thoughts. Maybe it was Slugger. Okay. Anyway, they give a lot of attention to the scene, like this generation.
So, okay, so for this generation, do you know the band before them, One Arm Joey?
No, I had never heard of them. It was great.
Okay, cool. So before that was One Armed Joey from Petaluma, California, with the song Stalemate from Happiness to Me that came out in 2022 on Sell the Heart Records from Berkeley, California.
I'm so impressed. Like, really beautiful indie rock. I'm so impressed that they're doing that in 2025.
And they're young, I think.
That's even better. Like, they sound like an early aughts band.
Yeah.
It's really cool to hear.
Okay, so before that, this is one from your shelf. That was Brown Bags from Santa Rosa with the song Splinter from the 20-something Mutant Nobodies LP that came out in 2018. And the LP pressing was on SWU, Side With Us Records, who are now in San Francisco, California. But originally...
I've always known her as a Santa Rosa kid, but I guess she's officially running it out of SF now, it sounds like.
Sounds like it, yeah. So she did the LP, and then Don't Look Down Records from Santa Rosa did the cassette release.
Love Don't Look Down.
Yeah.
Big shouts out to Don't Look Down.
Love Don't Look Down.
Big
and Side With Us.
And big shouts out to Side With Us.
And so Brown Bags has a lot of the same members as Bad Thoughts, though, right?
I think just the bass player, James. James Ryle.
I saw his name come up a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. A lot of releases.
Yeah.
And you know him?
I went to high school with him. Yeah, he was in a band called, that band with Lachlan, Agave Blue. That was the band. And I was a dick to him. I don't know why.
Oh, really? What happened?
I don't know, honestly. I don't think he ever did anything to me. I was just kind of a shitty person back then.
Well, yeah, me too. High school shitheads, right?
Yeah, and I still feel really bad about it.
Mm.
I think I made a shitty comment about Agave Blue on MySpace.
Oh.
Either way, man, if anyone out there is in contact with him, with James Ryle, or if he's listening to this at all, like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for that guy that you went to high school with.
Mm.
I was just going through my own hurricane, and I totally took it out on you, and you didn't deserve that. I hope you're doing great these days, and I'm really loving all of the music that you're making.
Yeah, much love to James Ryle and to the Sonoma County music scene that he contributes so much to, and he does. Yeah. Okay, and then before that, we started that off with so that was Decent Criminal from Santa Rosa with the song Soar from their self-titled LP that came out in 2016 on Endless Bummer Records from Boston, Massachusetts, and Dump Truck Records from Oakland, California. So the guitar player, Randy Moore, he's also in Get Married.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So he's in Get Married, and apparently he's one of the nameless ghouls in Ghost.
What?
So random.
What is happening in Rosa?
I know.
Ghouls are coming from all over and spreading out all over.
The scene's popping off, dude.
Yeah, I love to hear it. I love to hear it.
Okay. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockAndRoll.com/donate. And you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and I'm here with my ride or die, my producing partner, my best friend, my mental health buoy, Michael from the North Bay.
Thank you. Thank you for this. Seriously, this is really special. I really appreciate this.
And I really appreciate you for everything.
That means the world, man. I've really loved getting to do these with you.
So I guess my last thought, after 50 episodes, what have you learned from doing all of these?
I've learned a lot about mastering.
Oh, definitely. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, just putting two songs next to each other, like hearing the thickness of the waveforms next to each other.
That's cool. I mean, I've never really paid attention to that before.
Yeah, me either. And, I guess the biggest thing I've learned, or at least gotten to appreciate, is how many people go into making music. Mm. Like, doing this research with you, I've always thought about making music and putting it out as, like, you know, I sit on my couch and I compose something, and then I bring it to the band, and then we make a song out of it. But, like, if it's released physically, there are more people involved that put it out.
Yeah, and, seriously. Yeah. They're going in on the gamble just as much.
But, like the biggest thing that gets to me, I guess this comes back to what I wanted to do with the show in the first place, but where people are from is a big part. So, like, all the people involved, it's not just the people directly involved in making the music and making the record, but all of the people that make up the environment that inspired it.
That's my favorite part, too.
Yeah.
Like, finding out where everyone's from.
Uh-huh.
And, like, hearing similarities in genres, but big differences in local scenes.
And growing up in such a strong scene was, I mean, it really made growing up in a small town bearable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a difficult relationship with Santa Rosa. And hearing people make something of it, I guess it makes it all seem like it meant something, like hearing music made independently from small towns and big cities around the entire world. I don't know. I hope it translates to other people in similar situations. And that makes what we're doing seem important, I guess.
I mean, damn, dude, it's the most important thing I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that for people, for anyone, because... like, I wish someone would have done that for me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you really are from all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for anyone listening, wherever you are in the world, your world matters.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And Sonoma County, at least this member of Sonoma County, appreciates you giving us that spotlight, too.
Dude, always.
Always.
So speaking of, we can't have a Sonoma County music scene episode without the oak tree of the community.
I figured you'd grab them.
Had to.
Yeah.
We'll close tonight with the scene vets and the band that have set the pace for like what? Like how many years?
I think their first record came out like 27 years ago now.
And anyway, this is the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll close with, of course, the New Trust. With the song Heartbeater from the Upset the Tides LP that came out in 2017 on Headlong Into Harm. And the New Trust are from Santa Rosa, California.
You know, I interviewed them for the magazine.
Really?
Yeah, like, I guess when Upset the Tides came out, so like 2017 or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maximum didn't run it. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh,
but anyway, lovely people, and I really loved the conversation regardless. So love to the New Trust, and love to you, Zoo, for playing them. Thank you.
Love to the New Trust. And of course, it really means a lot getting to do this with you.
I mean, my first episode? Shit, when was my first episode?
2016.
Maybe.
Yeah,
damn, you just knew that.
I listened to it the other day.
Anyway, yeah, I guess my first episode was in 2016. And our first episode together was
2023, yeah.
Yeah, so it took me 7 years to do 30 episodes and then 2.5 years to do 20 episodes. I guess it really goes to show how many DJs we had back then. But these past 20 with you... Well, you don't feel so alone when you make things with people, especially with people that you love.
And I love you, too. Thank you for 50 episodes.
Thank you for the best 20.
So, well, and thank you all for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So, my name is Zoo from all over, and so much thanks to my dearest friend, Michael, from the North Bay.
We love you all very
much. this is the New Trust with the song Heartbeater.
Yada.